Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the world of technology, breaking down complex concepts into bite-sized, digestible pieces. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of code.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker, and the one who keeps Alex from diving too deep into the tech rabbit hole without a lifeline. Today, we're unpacking the mysteries of iOS development, from Swift and Xcode basics to the nitty-gritty of app architecture and security, we've got a lot to cover.
That's right, Jamie. iOS development is a vast landscape, but don't worry, we'll navigate it together. Let's start with the basics. Swift, Xcode, and the iOS SDK. Swift is Apple's programming language designed for safety, performance, and readability. It's the backbone of modern iOS development.
Swift, huh? Sounds like it's named after how quickly I can learn it. Or is that wishful thinking?
Well, it's definitely designed to be more approachable than its predecessor, Objective-C. And when paired with Xcode, Apple's integrated development environment, it becomes a powerful toolset. Xcode integrates coding, UI design, debugging, and deployment all in one place.
So it's like the Swiss Army knife of iOS development?
Exactly. And let's not forget about the iOS SDK, which is a collection of frameworks and APIs that give apps access to system capabilities like networking, sensors, and UI components.
Okay, moving on to architecture. I keep hearing about MVC, MVVM, and now SwiftUI's declarative style. Can you break that down for me?
Definitely. MVC, or Model View Controller, is the traditional pattern. It divides the app into three main components: the model, which is the data and business logic, the view, which is what the user sees and interacts with, and the controller, which acts as the middleman between the model and the view.
But I've heard that can get messy, right? Like with the massive view controller problem?
Spot on. That's where MVVM comes in, Model View View Model. It tries to solve that by introducing a view model, which handles presentation logic and data binding, making for better separation of concerns and easier testing.
And then there's Swift UI, Apple's shiny new declarative framework. What's the deal with that?
Swift UI is a game changer. It simplifies UI development by letting you declare what the UI should look like for a given state rather than manually updating views. It's more intuitive and significantly reduces boilerplate code.
Sounds like Swift UI is the future. Should everyone just jump on that bandwagon?
It's definitely where things are headed, especially for new projects targeting the latest iOS versions. But UIKit, Apple's original UI framework, is still very much in play for existing projects and for when you need more control or have to support older iOS versions.
Now let's talk about building an app. I've always wanted to create my own task tracker. How hard would that be?
Not hard at all, especially with Swift UI. You'd start by creating a new project in Xcode, then define your data model, say a task struct with properties like title and is completed. After that, you'd build a view model to manage your tasks, and finally create the UI using Swift UI views.
That sounds almost too easy. What about testing and security?
Critical topics. Testing is a big part of iOS development. XCTest is a framework that allows you to write unit tests to validate your business logic and UI tests to simulate user interactions. As for security, storing sensitive information securely using Keychain, ensuring data protection, and using app transport security for network requests are all fundamental.
So, basically, don't be the developer who stores passwords in plain text or forgets to encrypt their data.
Exactly, and always test, test, test.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or tips for aspiring iOS developers?
Dive into Swift and Swift UI for new projects, but don't ignore UIKit just yet. Embrace best practices for performance, security, and testing from the start. And remember, it's a learning journey. Stay curious and keep building.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for embarking on this iOS development adventure with us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed our deep dive into iOS development fundamentals, don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights and laughs. Until next time, keep coding and stay nerdy.